Several hundred HART workers are in negotiations for a new union contract. In February, HART workers with the Amalgamated Transit Union overwhelmingly rejected management's best and final offer. According to Ismael Rivera, an organizer with the union, it included scheduled pay raises that workers believe are not truly the best HART has to offer for their drivers, mechanics, and other frontline workers. That was a guaranteed 5% pay increase the first year, 2% for year 2 and 3, and 1.5% performance pay for year 2 and year 3. Performance pay means an increase for meeting certain metrics on the job. But according to Rivera, what this actually looks like, the criteria isn't clear, and this concerns workers.
We're not asking for the world, but we are asking for fairness. And HART needs to have a heart and have compassion.
HART's CEO, meanwhile, got a $37,500 salary increase approved by the board last month, with less than 1 year on the job. According to the Tampa Bay Times, that came from funds allocated through the American Rescue Plan. HART received nearly $48 million in funding total, meant to be spent on payroll, planning, and operations. The union plans to go back to the bargaining table with HART next Tuesday and Wednesday. But prior to that, workers plan to attend the next HART board meeting on Monday. There, they plan to share their concerns about management's contract offer and plainly make their case.
The money's there. The frontline workers, we're essential workers. We want to get treated like essential workers. Don't just tell me. Show me.
For WMNF, I'm McKenna Schuler.